Hey guys, so right before the episode, I just wanted to mention that today's a very, very special day for Colleen Rothschild's Beauty. They actually are just now launching this beautiful new kit for your hair and hair care products. So I really recommend you guys go check out the brand new launch as you're listening in, as you're tuning into this episode. It's absolutely stunning. I had a chance to have a little sneak peek of it. It's a beautiful product set and it just goes hand in hand with everything Colleen creates for her brand. I mean, everything. I'm not even joking when I say this. Everything in this brand is such a great product. Heavy hitter, formulations on point, everything works in terms of efficacy and result driven, you know, technologies. I love it, you know. So I really urge you guys, check out the brand, check out the new launch, and I hope you love this episode coming up with Colleen. Thanks guys. Hey fam, welcome back to your favorite podcast, Skincare Anarchy. I am so thrilled and so honored to host our guest today. She is such a rock star. Her brand is absolutely phenomenal. I'm in love with it. And before the episode started, we were just chatting and I was telling her about how much I love every single product. So without further ado, I would like to introduce both all of you to Colleen Rothschild, who is the founder of Colleen Rothschild Beauty. Welcome to the show, Colleen. I'm so honored to host you.
Oh my gosh, ditto. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here and I'm excited to chit chat today.
Oh my gosh, likewise. And I can't wait to dive into the products. But first, I want to dive into your career. I know that a lot must have gone behind gaining all this knowledge and insight that you've applied to your range. I mean, I want to learn all about you. So if you could walk us down memory lane and tell us all about your career, that'd be great.
I would love, love, love to do that. And I love to tell this story because in the end, I just hope that it inspires people when they're younger to pursue their passions. So I love to tell the story, but just quickly, I always think about when I was really young, I was that girl, you know, when we would go to parties or dances or proms, I was the one that was always doing the hair and the makeup and putting little skincare concoctions together. And another thing I would do was, I love to go to movies or TV shows. And at the end, you know, when they do the credits and it would say like, you know, hair or beauty or makeup by this person, and they would have that name, you know, next to them. And I didn't really know how to go about to do that sort of thing, but yeah. I finally found my way. And I think when you have a passion for something so much so that it just kind of takes you there, if that makes sense. So I ended up going to beauty school, thinking that was a good way to get started. And that's where I studied skincare and makeup and hair and science and makeup and all the things that are related to beauty. And going to beauty school kind of sets you up for being on one side of the industry, meaning like the part that everybody sees, you know, not the back end of it. But I ended up kind of fast forwarding. I ended up working behind the scenes for probably half of my career. I worked in a lab and I created products and brands for companies all over the world. And what I mean by that is companies like doctors, dermatologists, big well-known beauty brands would come to us to create products for them, whether it was just one-offs or an entire collection. I would be the one that would study the new raw materials and the new technologies and put these presentations together for these companies. And for many, many years, I did that. So that's really where I'm using quotations here. That's where I got my master's, so to speak, in skincare and beauty and branding and just the understanding of what worked and what didn't work. So I did that, like I said, for decades. And just kind of fast forwarding from that, I ended up meeting my husband, Stan, and he was an entrepreneur his whole life. I had all this experience in manufacturing and creating skincare and beauty products. And we brought those two worlds together. And we started a company, gosh, what was it, back in 2001. We ran that for many, many, many years, a skincare, bath, body, skincare company. We sold it. And then In 2014, we started this brand, the Colleen Rothschild brand, and basically just taking all that experience and all that knowledge and rolling it up into this brand. And so that's how I am. That's how we got to where we are today. Just kind of in a nutshell, obviously there's lots of, you know, things that go on during those times, but basically, you know, just really focusing on my experience. You know, some people say, well, what's your brand's philosophy? And really the philosophy is this experience. It's hard to recreate experience and knowledge without actually going through it. So that's really, you know, what the brand's ethos is, if you will.
I love everything you said. And, you know, I want to just take a minute to point out how powerful it is, especially with, as women, like when we take the knowledge and the, you know, expertise that we've gained over years and years and apply it to our own passion and our own passion project, like how beautifully that comes out and how beautifully that is created. You know what I mean? And it's like, I loved listening to what you just said, because, you know, as you said so eloquently about working for different brands and helping people find their vision and helping people find, you know, what they needed to create that next amazing product. And then eventually saying, you know what, I'm going to do it for myself and I'm going to make it my brand. I mean, that's phenomenal to me, because that for me as a consumer, Colleen, honestly, it resonates more than just XYZ brand. You know what I mean? Like, don't really know much about them, don't know much about who they are, where they come from. Because, you know, when you create something that is, you know, coming from all of this knowledge, all this background, and you put your own name on it, that for me as a consumer says this founder really believes in what they're doing. And that makes me believe in your products. You know what I mean? Even from the get-go, because no person of intelligence will do that unless they've really done something extraordinary, which you have clearly. I mean, every product, like I said, I'm in love with. I mean, you've really thought about everything, I feel like, you know. And for everyone listening out there, when you experience the products, no matter what you choose, right, no matter what you choose from the range, because it's a beautiful range, you know, you've got the skincare, you've got you know, the makeup there, you've got the really like just things that make you feel your natural beautiful self, but enhanced, you know. That's really how I see your line, Colleen. So
yeah, I mean you've kind of summed it up really well. And I didn't want to just have more and more and more. You have to grow as a company, as a business, right? But yeah, I just didn't want to have more stuff to have more, because our philosophy is less is more when it comes to beauty and hair and makeup and skin. So of course, I just don't want to keep coming out with more serums and more cleansers, because that wasn't our philosophy. So a way to grow as a company is just to grow your category. So I grew into hair, I grew into body, I grew into, now we're getting into makeup. So there's a way to grow as a company without just having more, more, more. And you can stay true to your philosophy, which is, you know, basically building a skincare or beauty wardrobe, you know, like your, nice. I always like to say, like your black blazer, your white t-shirt, and your pair of jeans and a couple of accessories, you know. I like to keep it really simple. And because if it's not, I feel that maybe you'll not do it as much. You know, if you keep it simple, then maybe you'll tend to take that time and take care of yourself. So
exactly. No, 100%. And you know, that's so funny that you mentioned that, because that's literally my style.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
I have my black blazer, I've got my jeans, I've got my few shirts that work, and that's where I go. And you know, you're so right. You're on the money with that, because at the end of the day, you know, it's not about, like, I feel like these days people talk about, you know, less is more and minimalism, and you want a brand with like four products in it. But I don't agree with that. I think you want a brand that every product that you try is a home run. And that's exactly what I see in your brand. You know, for example, I'm going to give everybody an example. So I have really long hair, you know, really, really long hair. I mean, I've been, I'm Indian, I'm North Indian. So in my culture, hair oiling is a huge thing, right? So when I pick hair products, I'm very picky with my hair products. And so masks and stuff are like very, very specific for me. I have to be very specific with what I use on my hair in terms of masks, because I want that feel to be very specific, if that makes any sense to
the listener. Of course, yeah.
You know, so when I tried your hair mask, I was immediately like, oh my gosh, she knows what she's doing and she's perfecting this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dance, it's a choir, yeah. It's a orchestra when you're putting all these raw materials together to get that feeling that you're talking about. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes a long time to get that balance. So I'm so glad that you feel that way about that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's like, it's really result driven as well. It was what I've noticed with your line. Like, you know, a lot of times, you know, we've all fallen victim to the marketing hypes, right? I mean, honestly, there's so many brands out there that just blow up, and no hate, you know, I never throw shade at anybody because I know we all have our journeys, but you know, my point is there's a lot of marketing hype. There is. And the thing with that is it dies down eventually, you know, so you're still left with this void of that one staple product you needed, you know, for your hair or your face or your eyes or whatever that might be for you. And that's right. Where I, as a consumer, get very frustrated because I'm like, you know, we try a plethora of products, but then where's that holy grail product, right? So that's right. Where I find your line to be very, very unique in that, you know, and what I said, going back to what I was saying to the listeners earlier, is that, you know, you really have a range that speaks for itself. Like regardless of what you guys will pick in the range, you will right. notice that everything is a home run in the sense that even something like the cleansing balm, you know, it's amazing. It comes in a giant jar. You don't have to keep rebuying and rebuying and rebuying. Like, it's amazing, you know, and that's what we need as consumers. We need products, and we need products by founders who know what the struggle is, you right. know. At the end
of the day, one of the things I think about, and it, you made me think of it when you were saying come back to, so it's almost like the whole dieting thing, right? So there's all these trends and all these things, but you always come back to, you know, calories in, calories out, when it all comes back, right? So that's what I wanted to do, was create products that weren't like the fad diet of today. There was the tried and true classics, you know, that, you know, that if you cleared everything off your shelf and you just had that, the cleansing balm and your extreme cream, that, and maybe the glycolic peel pads, that you'll be good to go. You know what I mean? So I kind of try to stay away from the trends and stay in my own lane and not look at the periphery that can go on a lot, you know? So I kind of think that way, creating.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I think you did it absolutely the right way, because for example, you know, the toner is one of my favorite toners right now. I mean, you've got like the green tea in there, you've got this amazing blend of ingredients, and I don't use toners, Colleen. Honestly, I don't. I use yours and that's it.
Like, well, it's so funny because I'm so glad you said that, because when we first came out with I think it was like originally like 19 products, I did not have a toner. There was a phase of my life where I was not. And then I decided to take a look at it again and was like, oh my gosh, what have I been doing? I've missed out. It's such an important part of a routine, and it brings so much benefit if you do it right, you know, alcohol free and put in a lot of antioxidants like we did. So that's so interesting you should say that. But this is the matcha tea toner I think you're talking about.
Yes, yeah. The matcha tea toner. And I love even like, you know, just the simplicity of the packaging, like how you've made it, like, you know, it just makes life easier. And I think the reason I like that toner so much, like going back to what you said, is you're right. Like once you find out how to really utilize certain products, like you don't stop using them because now you finally found the purpose of that product, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like a lot of times people demonize, for example, like a good cleanser. Like people always tell me, like, you know, actually, why does it matter what I use to cleanse my face? And I'm like, well, it does matter, because you have to have the right ingredients in whatever you're doing. And also whatever you're stripping your skin with has to be balanced. It can't just be like over stripping your skin. Right. So those kind of principles are things that I keep seeing that are getting kind of lost, you know, in translation. So when I see brands, I often look for, you know, like even when it comes to like the daily use products, I look for that efficacy in those even more so than I would an active, for example, because at the end of the day, if you can't create a good cleanser, or if you can't create a good toner, that tells me that as a brand, you're not doing your R&D right. You know, you're not putting in the time. So that's what I like to tell my listeners, at least, you know, from the consumer perspective, where if you're looking for a brand, you have to do that deep dive into what does the brand stand for? You know, are they
the ethos of the brand, and what's, and I do think about the consumer a lot. I think, okay, how is it going to change her life? How is it going to make her skin better? How is it going to make her confidence better? I constantly am thinking about that, not just us as a brand, as a company, you know, we can sell a lot of, but I'm thinking about how is she thinking? Because I think you had mentioned this before, but our skin is dynamic and it does change. And so we want products that can kind of adjust based on your skin's appearance or type at that time. So like your skin may be different in the winter as it is in the summer. So we have two moisturizers that can help just based on the adjustment. So if it's more dry, then you go to the extreme cream. If it's a little bit hot and warm and maybe humid out, you could do the sheer renewal. So just slight adjustments based on your skin's condition. And I think this is an important thing that I love to talk about, is the difference between skin type, the one you're born with, which we really don't have a lot of control over, and the skin condition, which is based on the environment, which is based on your lifestyle, which is based on where you live. Those are the things that we can affect with good skincare. So I like to really focus on skin condition and how it's constantly changing based on your lifestyle and where you live and things like that. So we, like I think you mentioned one of our cleansers, but we have two cleansers. And it's just, you can just slightly adjust based on what your skin's needs are at that moment in time.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. I completely agree with you. I think the fluctuations of day to day, you know, especially I think as women, that's very important. That's a very, very important topic because, you know, especially as we go through our normal monthly cycles, for example, yes. Or, you know, as we age into, you
different
know,
decades.
Right. And the transition into menopause and all of these different, you know, eras that we go through as women. I mean, we have to be very mindful of our routines. And that really actually leads me to my one of my major questions for you, Colleen. And that is really the process behind, you know, when you are crafting a product, like how long does it take you? Like in terms of your own research, finding what you want to create and like, you know, all that good stuff.
If
you could
yeah.
kind of walk us through that. That would be great.
No, definitely. And it's never the same for every product, you know? So there could be a product like that toner we were just talking about. I think I had that in my mind, that formula. So what I do is I craft the formula. So I picture me like the chef that writes the recipe, and then my manufacturing facilities will make the product, right? So the toner was very quick. But then one of our newest products here, this illuminating that we just came out with, that took me a lot longer because I went back and forth with iterations that I wanted the peach to be more peach and I wanted the luminosity to be more illuminating. And so there was some back and forth, but I will look at the collection as a whole and think what is missing as a consumer, what could benefit or change my confidence in my skin. So I look at it whole, what's missing, and then I kind of go after it and start researching with all the raw materials that I want, what I want the look and the feel and the efficacy to be. And then we start iterating over time. So it could be, you know, a few months to a few years. So it's somewhere in between for all the different products. But then we start doing, you know, bath and body, that's more of a aromatic play, and then hair care is more of the way we want it to feel, kind of what you were talking about. So depending on the category, it's a different process, but it can be quick, and I like it when it's quick, but sometimes it's not, but it can be can take a couple years too.
Wow. I love that though. I love that. I love that you're dedicated to the real stuff. That's what matters. You know, that's really what I take away from that, is that you're dedicated to creating a product that works at the end of the day. And that's really where, you know, I feel like our industry has to shift into this mindset, you know, as a whole, because at the end of the day, you know, we can all be pumping out these like products day in and day out, but what are they really doing? You know, are they really, you know, lasting, and are they standing the test of time? You know, for example, you know, even going back to the hair mask example I was using earlier, you know, that hair mask is something I'm going to use for a very long time because it works for me. It creates the effect I want, you know, and as a consumer, that's like finding like a gem, you know, like that's what we look for. Yeah. It's like finding that one thing that's going to really work for you, and it's going to keep on working, and it's going to keep on working. And that's where, like, you know, the redundancy of this industry, it for me, it baffles me, right? At this point, Colleen, because it's like, I don't understand it. You know, I don't understand.
I think we did. I think we did go through a time where everybody was just thinking that there was one thing that was a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. And we started just accumulating more and more stuff. But I wanted to just, like I said, I wanted to curate something and create this wardrobe, if you will, that if you used it and maybe you tried something else, you always would come back. So I tried to approach it and communicate that to our followers and anybody that's talking to that, you know, this less is more, especially when it comes to skincare. You don't want to over exfoliate. You don't want to over moisturize. You don't want to over, you know, do your skin. It's going to cause a reaction. So we really with skincare, a less is more approach is better for, you know, all skin conditions, not just sensitive skin.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, I 100% agree with you. And, you know, I actually want to ask you for some advice for our listeners, because I think people really enjoy it when founders are able to give them like kind of a 101 or like a little tutorial about how to go about, you know, in terms of how to approach the website and the product range. We're approaching the spring and summer months, as you know, and, you know, it's definitely a different time when it comes to our skin, the way things behave, even our hair, right? So I would love for you to tell us, like, you know, if I was completely somebody who knew nothing about, you know what I mean, anything as far as skincare goes. And I said to you, Colleen, help me find a basic routine for my skin for the spring and summer. What are some of your best products that you would recommend to me out of the line?
And this question does come up a lot, and I love it because people want to know specifically what to do. And I'm the same way with other things, you know, so I can understand where people are coming from. But so we had created this Discovery Collection a long time ago. And what's in here is kind of like your, it's a way to dip your toes into the brand with the best-selling products and a very simple, easy to understand routine. It has the cleansing balm. It has the two moisturizers I spoke of, the Extreme, which is a very rich cream, and then the Sheer Renewal, which is a very light. It also has our face oil, which, you know, you can combine them all together. It has an exfoliator, especially what you were just saying about going into spring. We want to kind of renew our skin if it's kind of dull and dry, maybe from the winter. It's got an excellent exfoliator in there. It has a mud mask, which is very good for pulling out any impurities. So it's a great way to try many things from the brand. It's a great value price on top of it. And then from there, just find out, start, you know, kind of experimenting with some other products. But this Discovery Collection is a great way to kind of jump into the brand, if you will.
Love that. I love that. Yeah, that's actually great that you made that, because I feel like that's kind of the ideal way to try a brand is to have something like that. So that's cool. I really recommend everybody try that then, because I honestly, at the end of the day, like you're right. You know, you have to find what works for you. And that's very hard to do, you know, by just reading descriptions and stuff. So yeah.
And I don't want people to invest in the full size right away. I mean, we work hard for our money, and, you know, buying the full size of things, you know, can, you know, be sometimes disappointing. I know it won't be, but I understand, you know, working hard for your income and what you spend, you want to be able to try products. So I love that. And we know that once people try it, they'll become fans for life. So, and we do that with the hair. We actually are getting ready to do, we actually did that for the makeup. So it's just a great way to kind of bundle things together and try them. And then we're also available all the time on our social media, where people come in and ask questions, and we're really good at getting back to them very quickly and helping them with any questions they have while they're navigating around and figuring out what to try.
I love that. I love that. I love the accessibility of that. That's really, really important. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's all about how much information can we gain as consumers. And so I really like that you have that, you know, like real time, you know, aspect about getting help if you need it. And also, you know, you said something interesting about, like, you know, we don't have to buy like the full size of things, but honestly, I'm one of those people that, like, if you're looking for a good product, like, honestly, go and buy one full size product. You know what I mean? Like, you just try it. Like, you're gonna love using it over time. And that's another thing about skincare. And I think for me, your brand really stands out. And this is that the amount of like product you're getting for your money is like outstanding. Like, it's absolutely phenomenal. I mean, you have really done us a huge favor, Colleen, because there's so much, you know what I mean, in terms of how much product you're getting. And then also when you start using the products, like, because they're so like well crafted, you don't need a lot. Like, even like the cleansing balm, like we were talking about, you don't need a whole like handful of cleansing balm, guys. Maybe like, you know what I mean, like 2 fingers worth is more than enough to get all your makeup off, all that sunscreen off, you know, everything. So it's really, really a value. And it's only priced at $65 for the smaller jar, right? The
yes, normal size. Yeah. And it does. And so, it comes in the 3 sizes. So $65 one, that's the middle price point. And that's the one that we sell the most of until you're hooked. Then you jump up to the jumbo size. And it is a value. And I think a lot of this is value-based. Because I think about some of the products that I've created that are hundreds and hundreds of dollars for a cream or a serum. And, you know, we don't have those layers. We're a direct to consumer brand. So we don't have all those layers that we need to, I guess, use for marketing or whatever. But anyways, the products are a very good value. This one here, we just launched this vitamin C serum. This has got 15% THD ascorbate, THD vitamin C. And this is one of the best products that I've ever created. And I'm so excited about this, but very thoughtful. But as a value proposition, I mean, this could be, you know, a few hundred dollars, you know, if you bought it in a department store. But it's a great product. And I think people are going to love that. And I think about too, we have to think realistically about someone's existing skincare routine, and that we're not, I'm not of the assumption that you're going to go in and just use everything all at once. But I do want to create products that can be interchanged and brought into a skincare routine without much fanfare, without much of that time frame of getting used to it. So if you have a vitamin C maybe now that you've run out of and you wanted to try another one, this would be a great way to kind of segue into it, or the cleansing balm. So I'm not of the assumption that you have to use everything, but we did create products that could be interchanged with an existing routine. I think that's important to note.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was actually going to say that, because I really enjoy that about your line, is that, you know, me being the person I am with being obsessed with skincare, I use so many different types of brands and products. I love that I can actually mix in your products with my routine, you know, as like a, like multi-brand routine, you know, because the one of the biggest problems I often see with my own products, my own preferences, is that pilling effect. And I hate so much. Like, I really hate it.
And yeah, I was actually talking about that with someone the other day. To me, the pilling comes from when we try to use, in my opinion, tell me what you think, when we use too much. You know, we're putting on serum and a moisturizer and a sunscreen, and then we're putting on a primer, and then we're putting on our makeup, you know. I think, you know, that's when that less is more really, you know, kind of plays in, that you just have to just, you know, not to use too many layers.
Absolutely. And I completely agree with you. And I think it's really about finding, like, again, you know, find the products that work and just stick to them. Like, don't put 18 layers on your skin. Yeah. You're just clogging your skin at that point.
Yeah.
But I actually wanted to mention that, you know, one of my favorite things is that you guys have this beautiful lip kit. And I love the trio, you know, the lip trio, because I wrote an article literally yesterday or the day before, Colleen, about how that feeling of like 1999, 2000 Y2K vibes
is
coming back. You remember the pots of like the lip balm pots?
Yes, like, of course I do.
I would love that vibe. And I just like, literally, I love your trio because it's so cool. Like, it's got the scrub, it's got the amazing buttery lip mask. I mean, so good, right? I mean, it's
just these guys right here.
Yeah. And
I look at it like a skincare for your lips, right? So you're going to exfoliate your face, you're going to exfoliate your lips. You're going to put a mask on your face, you're going to put a mask on your lips. You're going to moisturize your face. You're going to moisturize your lips. It's just the same routine, but for your lips, and our lips have a little bit of different texture to them. So they have to be treated differently. And then there's that sensorial experience that you get when you use them. That's that sugar and that brown sugar taste and scent that just makes you want to, you know, use them all the time. So I'm so glad that you mentioned that. It's so funny, that 1999 vibe. I love it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I really, really like the trio. And I wanted to just mention this, guy. It's just jam-packed with like amazing ingredients. Like I want to share like a little story with you about it, because like when I back in the day, I went to Sephora once, right? And I was like telling the person that was helping me shop, I was like, listen, I need something with brown sugar in it. And she was like, I don't know what you're talking about. We have nothing with brown sugar in it. And I was why would you not, like, you know, because I grew up using brown sugar, and I was like, I don't know why we don't have products. And so when I saw this specific trio and I saw the range of products, I was like, oh my gosh, I love Colleen. Thank you so much for making this, because I love brown sugar. I love how it works as an exfoliant. I love how it does in terms of like being an osmotic, you know, driver in terms of bringing water to your, you know, skin or wherever you're applying it. And then on top of it, you've got this amazing shea butter, the vitamin E in the actual, you know what I mean, in the products. It just brings all of that nutrition, all of that nourishment, all that hydration. And that's what we want to see more of. And I love that you actually use this ingredient. Like, I just fell in love when I saw that.
Oh,
you had brown
sugar. I'm so happy. And, you know, I don't know if a lot of people have had that experience with brown sugar over their life, but I'm so glad you did, because I did too. And it's an important ingredient. I think it has a lot of benefits. So I'm glad you brought that to our attention. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're doing a phenomenal job, and I would love to, everyone needs this product. If you like hydrated, beautiful lips, which I don't see who would not want that, especially with the summer coming up, this is literally the kit for you. I'm not exaggerating. Like, it will leave your lips so beautiful and so soft and like just perfect, you know?
We kitted it in this beautiful bag too. I just, if people.
Oh my God. Yes. The velvet bag.
Velvet bag. And, it's got this little nylons. So if anything, you know, leaks or drips inside your bag, you can just wipe it out. But I love just having this in my bag for all my bits and bobs, and you can put all your lip products in there.
Well, and also, it's like that luxury component too, right? Yeah, Colleen, like, it's like we keep losing that. And I'm just in other, like, I keep seeing the brands like saying, no, we're going to get rid of all these luxury, like, feel products. And I'm like, why? That's half the fun of beauty. Like, you know, don't do that. So the fact that you've included that in, and it's in there, and it's part of like the kit, and it comes with it, I mean, that's amazing. For me as a consumer, I look for those little things. I mean, I'm a huge, I geek out over stuff like that. Like, oh, look how cute the pouch is. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, you said something, and I agree with it. And I may have mentioned it, but this sensorial experience is really important to me. Not only the way the products work, but the way they smell and the way they feel and the way they do all come together. Maybe unconsciously, it makes you love them more. You know, makes you want to take care of yourself and hold and feel and smell. I think all of that together can be lost sometimes, and it's important. You know, it's not everything if it smells great. It's not everything if it feels great, but it's all of that together, I think, is an important thing that can sometimes get lost.
What makes you feel beautiful too at the end of the day, you know, when you have that gorgeous package, like all in one, like, you know, with the lip trio and the pouch that comes with it, you put everything together, and then you're carrying that in your purse or wherever you're going, your vacation bag, and you have this beautiful, beautiful little kit with you, you know what I mean? And it makes you feel beautiful. I mean, those are all things that we have to realize. Like, beauty isn't just about, like you said, ingredients and formulations and all this stuff. I mean, that's very important, but it's also important to enjoy the luxuries and these little luxuries in life. Like, I tell people this all the time. I say, you know, every single day I look for the little things in life that make me smile, you know, like, even if it's for like a millisecond, like something that puts a smile on your face, something that makes you feel like, ooh, this feels really nice. Like the velvet pouch, you touch it, you're like, ooh, I love that. You know, that is going to make you feel better. And it's going to make you feel like doing those little things throughout your day that's going to make you feel amazing. Yeah. And that's what beauty is all about, in my opinion.
I so, love you know, that. Yeah, it yeah. really is. It's always been one of the important factors in whatever I do, is that complete 360 degree approach to a product, whether it's an accessory or the bottle that it comes in or the formula, the aroma, just coming at it from all angles.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And it really shows, you know, like I said, it really, really shows. I want to ask you though, this is a little bit more of a philosophical question, but it's, I think it's so important because right now, I mean, we're living in the era of just Gen Z and colors everywhere and everything, but I am a huge sucker for like very classic, chic packaging, look, design, you know, all that good stuff, right? So I want to ask you, like, you know, when you look at your brand or when you look at any brand, really, you know, what are the things that make you gravitate towards something, like, you know, from an emotional standpoint, like things that like really make you feel like, you know what, this stands for what I consider to be like beautiful or something that I consider to be sophisticated and something I want in my life, like what, just anything, you know, that you can share with us, like in terms of
things. Yeah. So I come at it from a different approach. I think about it like not only just beauty products, but like when you go into a furniture store or a grocery store, and I think about what is that thing that makes me like gravitate, you know, to something. And it's always the thing that is the clean minimalist one. In a sea of noise, I'm always kind of drawn to something that is says what it is. It's simple. It's thoughtful. It's inspired by colors from nature. That's what attracts me to things when I'm in a different type of store, maybe not a beauty store. But so that's kind of what I thought here. I think about someone's bathroom and their counter, and I didn't want to like kind of mess with what was going on, maybe how they had something decorated. So just something that looks elegant and simple and but feels good. Those are the things that I'm attracted to aesthetically. Something that is just very clean and minimal and simple, but yet packs a punch, you know, with what's inside. But those attention to details come along, and something that is actually minimal is very hard to sometimes do without looking generic, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so, yes.
You know, I love to study decorating and furnishings, and minimalism is actually a very hard thing. People think, oh, it's just, but it's a balance that is very, and it takes a lot of thinking. So minimalism is not, it's not, you know, something that you can just all of a sudden just slap a name on, you know, but that's just personally what I like. I like that those things that are more on the simple side.
Yeah, I mean, you want to be minimalistic, but you don't want to be miserable. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, you don't want to be boring, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I completely 100% agree with you. I think that, you know, minimalism has this like very, you know, it's hard to explain, like you said, but you're right. Absolutely right. And I find that to be actually like true luxury. I mean, if I'm being honest with you, like, you know, when you are able to look at something and it's not this like, oh my gosh, intense dopamine rush to your head, you know, just looking at some packaging or whatever that might be, you're able to calm down and actually focus on what's inside the jar, you know, and that's important. So I hear you. I love that you said that, because I'm completely on the same page. And I wanted to ask you specifically for your brand, because I'm absolutely obsessed with the aesthetic of the brand. Like, I think it's so gorgeous and stunning, and it just looks so good on my vanity. And, you know, I like looking at it. I mean, it might sound stupid to people, you know, to hear me say that, but I mean, that's how I am. I like looking at things I choose to put around my environment. You know what I mean? Like, they make me happy. When I look at them, they bring me joy, you know? Oh, so nice. I think that's equally important. Right. So,
yeah, I mean, I thought of that when we were, you know, creating the packaging, something that would bring someone joy, but yet not, you know, maybe clash with, you know, their environment either, you know, and not want to go into the drawer, so to speak, and then you forget about it. So something that you would blend with anybody's environment.
Absolutely. Also, like, I wanted to just say again, like, your precision and your attention to detail is just something that is so outstanding to me. Like, another example I can give our audience is, like, just for example, the Gua Sha beauty tool. It's so beautiful. It's got the lanyard attached to it. I mean, who thought of that, right? Like, it's like, no one thinks of these things, Colleen.
Well, once you drop one, then you think of it.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's what was so helpful about that, putting that band around your wrist, you know, so that when you're using it, that you don't accidentally, you know, drop it. So, but I'm so glad you like that. Yeah.
I love everything. I really do. And I don't say that lightly. I really, really encourage everybody. By the way, I always encourage you guys, everyone tuning in, to, like, you know, kind of check out the brand's website as we're chatting, because that's really a cool way to, like, really see what I'm talking about and the examples I'm bringing up. So just to pop that in real quick, it's Colleen Rothschild. .com, and it's spelled ColleenRothschild.com. And so just go to the website and you'll see exactly the products that I'm referring to as we're speaking. But Colleen, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the efficacy of the products, because they're very, very good. I mean, you know, they speak for themselves as soon as you start to use them, and you start to see results pretty quickly. I mean, I think within a week or two, you're going to start, if you're being diligent with your skincare, and if you're somebody who is kind of sticking to it, you're going to see results for sure. You're going to see results. So that's something I want to ask you about. Like, you know, what were some of the things, like, in terms of ingredients that you said, you know, from the get-go, I want this in my products, or I don't want this in my products. Like, can you give us examples of stuff?
Oh,
like,
sure.
That?
And I think, you know, depending on the product is depending on the point in time where you're going to experience the efficacy. So there's some things that you need to use on a consistent basis for, I always say sometimes 21 days, you can form a habit, 21 days, you can start to see results with certain products. Now, cleansers and toners, you're going to get that immediate gratification. One exfoliator that I have, it's a physical exfoliator called the exfoliating scrub. Thank you. And that's the one I leave in the shower, and I get that immediate gratification when I get out. It seems like my moisturizer goes on better, my makeup goes on better. And then there's things like serums that you have to put the hard work in. You have to use them over time, especially vitamin C's, because they do two different things. They're protecting you from pollution and the environment and the havoc. And then they're also helping with any of our sins from the past, so to speak, any of those age spots that that may have happened over time. So those types of serums, you have to give them, you know, a couple of weeks to start really experiencing the benefits and the efficacy. So I'm not going to say you use the vitamin C serum the first day you're going to notice something, because that would never happen with any products, but you have to be consistent. And a less is more approach, but the consistency, I think, is key. So there's some products that you'll get that immediate gratification from, and then there's some that you just have to, over time, you'll notice big differences in your skin.
Love that. Love that. Yeah, no, I think it's important for us to highlight, you know, the ingredients that you've utilized in a lot of these products, because, I mean, they're very, very unique to see, and they're really nourishing. And they're really beneficial to your skin. I mean, I love your mandelic acid serum. Oh, it's one of my favorites. Yeah. So good. I mean, literally so good. I use it, you know, maybe about two or three times a week, you know, as my first serum after cleansing. Good. Yeah. Like, I love it. It's so good. And it leaves your skin so smooth and hydrated, and just everything that you put on top of it is going to just, it's made in a way, I feel like, where this is something that people don't really talk about, by the way, about acids. They're very hydrating. They're hydrating agents. So, like, because you're using them, they're going to help your actual humectants work better. So that's why I love using the mandelic acid serum right after I cleanse, because I'll put it on. It soaks right in. It's very easy. Yep. You know, just need like one or two pumps, and then I'll put on, like, you know, my humectant product, whatever that is, whether that's through your line, Colleen, or whether that's any other line, it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, you've made your base. You know what I mean? You've made it pH stabilized. Yeah. It's nice. And then everything that you add on top is going to leave you with that really dewy glow, you know?
Obviously, we all love that dewy glow. That's for sure. And absolutely. I love the mandelic acid out of all the acids, I feel like this is the most gentle, and someone, like you said, can use it every single day. So if you're looking for that daily exfoliation, and just keeping up with the cellular turnover as we get older, I think this is a great product, the mandelic acid. And it's great for all skin tones, dark skin to light skin. Everybody can enjoy the benefits of mandelic acid.
100%. It's a larger acid too. So that's the nice part about it.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's why it makes it so gentle. Yeah.
Exactly. Because like glycolic will go deep into your follicles and stuff, but this one, it'll sit really nicely and work. So I love it. I mean, I absolutely love that serum. It's literally sitting on my little, place where I keep all my go-to skincare. I love it and I use it a lot. I wanted to ask you though, one question I had, because when I was cruising the website, I noticed you have it's not a huge range, but you have a really nice makeup range as well. And I want to talk to you about that and how you decided to create the products, like the liquid eyeliner and, yep. What led you to create mostly the eye makeup products?
Well, we started with the eye, and it all started around COVID. So things actually became into this funnel, into the bottleneck during that time, as with everybody, So we're just coming out, we're launching with collections, just almost like, I'm using quotations here, Colleen's favorite things. So I didn't want to come out with, 100 foundations and concealers and powders. I wanted just to do almost like your favorite mascara, your favorite eyeliner. We're going to continuously do that. We're going to do our favorite lip and then our favorite, blush, and just come out with small little collections like that. So we're going to grow that over the next year, over 2023. You'll start to see, a lip product that will end up being your favorite that you'll always come back to. And same with your favorite blush or your bronzer, but just small curated collections. And you'll start to see that as time goes on. But we started off with eye, and then we'll go to lip and cheek and continue on from there.
I love that. I also wanted to give you huge kudos for your liquid eyeliner, by the way, because I, being an Indian woman and having dark, dark brown eyes, oh my gosh, I cannot tell you the struggle of finding a good eyeliner. It is so difficult, so hard to find that really jet black that makes your eyes black, pop.
Right. You know? Yes, I know. And then the brush, and then and then it being able to be the way it glides. It's a science for sure.
It's beautiful.
So hearing that from you means a lot.
No, it's such an amazing product. And I kid you not, my only other one that I use is Pat McGrath's. That's it. So it's
love Pat McGrath's. That's a beautiful product, but you can see here, it's almost like a little magic marker, and it's very pointy, and you can lay it down so that you get a very thin line, or you can lay it down flatter and get a thicker line. There's a lot of control that the average person, not a makeup artist, needs. So you have a lot of control over it. So
absolutely.
I'm glad you like it.
I love it. No, I really love it. And I, like I said, it's very hard to find a liquid eyeliner if that works for me, because I only use liquid eyeliner because I love the cat eye look. It's just something I grew up watching my grandmother's, my mother, it's part of our culture. So, it's very important to me to make sure it's the products I'm really using for that specific part of my makeup, they actually work, and they're jet black and they're really, really dark. So yeah, yours is phenomenal. 10 out of 10. You did such a great job with that product. So
thank you.
But Colleen, I want to kind of round out the episode with just words of wisdom from you for all the young women, all the young entrepreneurs out there, just anything you could provide as guidance, advice, any insights from your journey, just to help them right on theirs.
Yeah, for sure. And this is always the word that, and I don't know if this has to do with skincare, I don't know if this, but it's always kindness. And it's the way that we treat everybody that works here. It's the way we treat our customers. It's the way we treat our vendors. It's the way we treat, fellow colleagues. And I think when you do that over and over and over again, you're going to create, and I know, and again, that's a word that's maybe not related to skincare, but it's the first thing that popped in my mind. And creating products, you know, with love. And I know that sounds a little frou-frou too, but it's true. I just, again, I think about the consumer and her hard-earned money and creating products that deliver on a promise, I think is very, very important. And then to folks that are listening that want to, you know, thinking about what they're going to do with their career, if you go into it with love and passion and kindness, whatever you do, you're going to be happy.
I love that. Oh my gosh. That's such good advice. I love that you said the first word that came out of your mouth was kindness. I love that. That is so unique. And I don't hear people saying that a lot. So thank you for that. And thank you for sharing that. And I hope everyone listening, I really would love for you to pay heed to this advice and this wisdom, because Colleen's right. You know, kindness and love and just being mindful and understanding that, you know, everyone's human. I mean, that's so important. And I just, yeah, I love it. And Colleen, you're such a rock star. Oh my gosh. I can't thank you enough for coming onto the show. And I can't thank you enough for creating this beautiful line that you've created. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your time today. I really do.
No, likewise. And for everyone listening, like I said, make sure you guys go onto the website. And also I will be tagging everything in the concept art for this episode. So definitely check everything out. And, you know, I'm telling you, once you dive into the brand and you start really looking, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I need this. I need this. And soon your cart's going to be full. Trust me.
I love it. And we're here all the time. If anybody has any questions.
Awesome. Love that. Okay. Well, thank you so much. And I'll be back next time.
Okay. Thank you.